sleep, baby? I'm sorry I called you so late, but I was thinking about you.
Oh, you really shouldn't. But I won't bug you about it. Not this time.
Hey, Annie, you want to know what I was thinking?
I know. But you better not tell me about it.
Why not?
Because this telephone might...
Making this recording on my office dictaphone, so somebody should know how this began last year at our Christmas party. My brother Charlie wanted to talk to me.
So, can we go in your office a second?
Sure, what's on your mind? What's the matter, Charlie? Somebody sending out personal mail on the postage meter?
Now, this is serious, Saul.
The janitor got drunk again? What is it, Charlie?
Saul, somebody's stealing our designs.
Who says?
I say, and I have evidence. I know who's doing it.
Who is it?
Bernie, the designer. Who else? I never liked him.
What do you got against Bernie?
I got a tape recording. That's what I got.
Charlie, how did you get this tape recording?
I knew it was him, so I bugged his telephone.
Charlie, that was a terrible thing to do. You bugged his telephone?
But I got the goods on him, so. You want to hear the tape?
No, I don't want to hear the tape. You had no right to do this, Charlie.
Well, you should hear what he has to say about you.
I don't care what he has to say about me. It's a principle.
Come over to my office and I'll play it for you.
Why should he have anything to say against me?
You better watch out. You better not cry.
That was the beginning of it. Turned out Bernie said I smoked cheap cigars. He was right. I happened to like them. But there was another thing about Bernie.
Now listen to this.
Hey, Bernie, baby. Bernie, I'm in trouble.
Where are you?
I'm in the can, baby. I'm right here in the can. It's the 15th precinct. And Bernie, nobody knows I'm the president of everything.
Wow, so far, so good.
Well, remember our joke, Bernie? I'm the president of everything. Huh? Bernie, you gotta come and get me. I would do it for you, old buddy.
All right, I'll come and get
you. Now, don't be patronizing, Bernie. I'll squeal on you at the AA meeting.
Just as long as you show up.
Why did you shut it off?
I don't want to hear any more of this garbage.
Saul, Bernie drinks. You could tell that from the tape. And a fellow like that you couldn't trust. We gotta fire him.
Charlie. You didn't bug Bernie's phone to find out if he drank. You bugged it to find out if he was giving away our designs. You didn't find out a thing.
Well, it's the same thing. A fellow who drinks is a security risk.
That wasn't what you bugged his phone for, Charlie. You found that out by accident.
If I walked into a bar by accident and saw him blind drunk giving away our designs, would I be wrong to want to fire him?
Listen, Charlie. In the first place, you don't know he drinks. All you know is he's in AA, and the thing about them is they don't drink. And in the second place, You got anything to show he's giving away our designs?
Well, not so far.
What do you mean, not so far, Charlie? You got to stop this.
A drunk like that could give the company a bad name.
Mugging phones could give the company a bad name, too.
Well, suppose I could prove to you that he's a drunk. Would you go along? We should fire him?
Well, I'd have to think about it.
We could bug his home phone. You see, and...
Hey, listen, Paul. Everybody's asking for you and Charlie.
What do you mean, breaking in here like this? We could have been talking about something personal.
Well, we bugged Bernie's home phone. The tape proved Bernie didn't drink. It wasn't stealing our designs. But the tape showed something else. Bernie had a thing going on with the secretary. Charlie was sure she was the leak. He wanted to bug her home phone, too. We had a big fight about it.
I tell you, a person who was stealing has got no right.
And I tell you, this is wrong. The fight got us nowhere. So we made a deal. Now, I want to make sure we got it straight, Charlie. I agree we bug her phone. You agree that if we don't find out anything about stealing designs only, that we call off all this bugging.
That's it. Fair is fair.
Fair was fair, of course. I found that out when we heard the tape.
Oh, look, Bernie, honey. Don't call again tonight, huh? I gotta get some sleep.
It's not that. I know it's not. You have a secret boyfriend.
Where would I find the time, huh? Between you and the office,
then it's someone in the office. Oh, honey, you found me out. All right, who is it? I demand to know.
Well, it's the runt.
Saul?
Yeah, Saul the runt. Creeps into my tent the moment you leave. Little Solly the runt.
Shut that off.
Well, have you heard enough, Saul?
Who's she to call me a runt?
Well, these are not loyal people, Saul. It's just like I said, you got to check on people like this.
To hear such things.
And that's only the beginning, Saul. How do we know what they're saying when they're not on the telephone?
It's probably even worse.
Now, we have a right to know that, Saul. We feed their mouths.
You're right, Charlie. But I wish we'd never started this. So, Charlie and I went on. Bugged the walls in Bernie's home and in the secretary's home. Night after night, we listened to the tapes.
No, Mother, I am not losing weight. I'm sure of it. Yeah, I weighed myself.
3 pounds of tomatoes and a loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Look, I'm not interested in mutual funds, so will you...
I hate to be the one to tell you, George, but... Daddy's dead.
No, Ma, all my cigarettes are out. You smell smoke. Over the phone?
I do not look like Sophia Loren, in or out of a bathing suit. And you know it.
We didn't prove a thing. Finally, I came as close to my senses as I was going to get and tried to bring the whole thing to a halt. Charlie didn't agree.
I tell you, we just haven't gone far enough.
Charlie, there's got to be a limit.
What limit? These people are out to destroy us.
What people? We haven't found out a single thing about anybody.
That's my point. And that's why we got to go after them.
But where's your limit, Charlie?
There's no limit.
No limit, Charlie?
No limit.
Then why don't we bug the phone of our other designer?
You must be out of your mind.
Why?
There's nothing wrong with Phil.
How do we know? We haven't bugged his phone.
I guarantee you it wouldn't prove a thing.
And maybe we could bug his home, too.
Oh, that's stupid.
Why?
Because he's a kid.
Do we bug only old people? You said there was no limit.
We can't bug Phil.
Why not?
Because he's our kid brother. He's not married, and they get into all kinds of situations. And frankly, I just as soon not know about them.
There's something you don't want to know?
Some things it isn't right you should hear.
Charlie, you said there wasn't any limit.
You'd bug the phone of your own brother?
Which one?
Hello?
after it got started. There didn't seem to be anything else to do. So we went ahead and bugged our brother Phil's phone. And for the first time, we heard something that had to do with who might be giving away our designs.
Yeah, well, there's no problem.
Who'd you say
no
was talking
at all,
to? An old classmate of his from engineering school.
Right, I think it's going to be okay. Look, if I use the transistors, it should be small enough, right? And I think we could make it cheap enough. Okay, right. I'll talk to you later.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know what to think. Probably doesn't mean a thing.
Of course it doesn't mean a thing. That's just shop talk between a couple of engineers.
Of course. This other fellow could be guilty. Maybe he pumps Phil. We should warn Phil about him.
Yeah, but how are we going to do that without telling him we bugged his phone?
Then let's tell him and put an end to this whole thing.
You want to lose your own brother?
Well, time went on. Sitting here talking to my dictaphone, it reminds me how much I came to hate recordings. The whole thing was crazy. I tried to stop it once more. It was at a party at Charlie's, his 20th anniversary. I thought I might be able to get Phil aside somehow and talk to him and explain. But by then, it was already too late.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie, a present for me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I don't know if I can open even. I'm doing my best. Charlie. Oh, Charlie, it is absolutely beautiful. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And you should have done it.
You wear it in good health. So, could I talk to you a second?
Oh, look at them. Look at them. They can't stop talking business even at a party.
Let's go into the study. Saul, I have a very personal question to ask you.
So?
Have you been bugging my phone, Saul?
There's something the matter with you, Charlie. You ought to see a psychiatrist.
All I know is that the fellow who bugs the phones for us told me my office phone is bugged. I think you did it, Saul.
Why would I bug your phone?
Because you're a desperate man, Saul. I know all about you and your gambling and owing the bookies $5,000 by this Friday. And I know about the notes at the bank, too.
You bugged my phone.
Would you please come, darling? Now, come on, what's so secret anyway?
Esther, it's nothing that concerns you.
Well, all right, but hurry up, will you?
Saul, this is a terrible thing to say to a brother. But I had to bug your phone.
Why?
To protect this company.
Hey, come on out, everybody.
In a minute, Phil.
Okay.
Saul, I'm sorry about this, but I had to protect the family. You're destroying yourself, Saul. As I was saying to Esther just the other night...
What about what you were saying to Charlotte?
How do you know about Charlotte?
It's like you said. I bugged your phone.
All right, now, let's try to be calm about this, Saul. Why did you bug my phone?
To protect this company. You're in a little deep with Charlotte.
You, the big moralist, bugged my phone. All right, Mr. Dirty Mind. How much did you find out?
I'm not going to tell you. That's my weapon against guys like you.
Guys like me? I'm your brother. And you're the one who started this, Saul. You forced me to bug my own brother's phone.
Hey, what's all the noise?
Saul and I were just having an argument. It's nothing that concerns you.
Could I hear somebody say something about bugging phones?
Yes. Yes. We've been getting some of our designs stolen. So we think maybe somebody's bugging our phones.
Yes. Yes. We've been getting some of our designs stolen, so we think maybe somebody's bugging our phones.
These tapes are sure beautiful.
Now.
They're the best I ever
not
made.
Really. You're not serious. I wish we weren't, Phil.
This is a terrible thing, Phil.
What can we do about it? Well, Saul and I got that all worked out. We're going to hire a specialist. She'll come in and check and remove anything he finds in the way of bugging equipment.
Oh, wait a minute.
Gee, maybe I ought to apply for the job. No, that wouldn't be ethical.
I don't know what to say. Well, who do you think is doing this?
With a thing like this, you could never tell.
Well, who do you think it is?
Well, it could be Bernie, the designer. He's very sneaky.
Now, wait a minute. Why would Bernie bug the phones to get the designs? He's already got them.
Brilliant. The kid's got
brains. Maybe he's not bugging the phones to get the designs. Could be part of some group that wants to get information on the company's finances so they could buy it cheap.
Now, that's not bad.
That doesn't make any sense, though.
Why not?
Because you're assuming that our phones are bugged. Maybe they're not.
I think the only sensible thing to do is to assume that the phones are bugged. So, don't anybody say anything on the phone until me and Charlie tell you.
Now, listen, I'm pretty good with electronics, right? Now, maybe I could check the phone.
Phil, please. These days, they got things a trained engineer couldn't find. I read up on it, Phil. They could even drive a spike into your wall from the outside of the building.
Uh-oh.
With a little transmitter on it. And hear everything going on inside.
I wonder how much he knows.
There is no limit to what these people will do.
What people? What people, Saul? I think you're both going out of your mind.
Well, somebody is trying to take over this company, Phil.
You could tell.
I'll tell you one thing. They won't get away with it.
Now, they bug our phones. We'll go bug their phones.
And then we'll go bug their walls. They wouldn't expect that. We'll bug them before they bug us. Maybe we could even set up cameras.
They think they're so smart.
Oh, this is crazy. Crazy, like you guys are cracking up.
You got that right.
You're a kid, Phil. You don't understand what people will do for a buck.
Charlie's right, Phil. We are surrounded by people who are disloyal and want to take over. We have to protect ourselves. You should hear the things they could say about you.
Now, look, everybody calm down, huh? Just calm down. There's such a thing as the golden rule, you know? Remember? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Remember, Pa used to say that.
Do unto others? Oh, he's beautiful. Isn't he just beautiful?
Hey, how you doing with the bugging, pal?
Beautiful. Well, you were great at the party.
Like I told you, Phil, you're a kid.
I guess you know the Jacobson brothers pretty good by now.
That golden rule you said, Phil. Listen, these days, the golden rule is do unto others before they get a chance to do unto you.
When did you first decide to bug their phones, Mr. Jacobson?
The day I found out they were bugging mine.
If you don't get them first, Phil, they'll get you.
You're all right to do it, Mr. Jacobson. We've got some pretty hot stuff
on
you.
But I've been telling you all along.
Not my girlfriend. A person I love.
Now you're even, huh? It's dog eat dog. You have to protect yourself. There's no end to where this kind of thing can go.
Oh, you're so right. And it's already gone too far.
Mr. Jacobson, what are you doing with that gun?
It's dog eat dog, bug eat bug. Eat this.
Don't shoot, Mr. Jacobson. Not me. All right, so... So, we got a little information on you. I wouldn't sell it. I'll give you all the pitch.
So don't be so sensitive, Phil.
Charlie, don't you think a man has a right to privacy?
They're going to electrocute Phil tonight. Charlie had a heart attack about it yesterday. Now there's only me left. And that won't be much longer.
Concern, written by Bill Gammy and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Jackson Beck, Dan Ocko, Larry Haynes, Natalie Priest, and Robert Dryden. Audio engineer, Neil Poe. Sound technician, Ed Blaney. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastovchenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Otter. Executive producer for Theater 5, Edward A. Byron.